On this Tuesday edition of Live and Local, don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up 3:05, coming up in our next hour. Very excited. Always love to have him on because he is provocative, and he comes with the numbers. He always comes with numbers. I love that. Keith Skipper, the Regional Communications Director for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And I'm going to ask him because I went and I filled up my tank with gas at the convenience store, and it wasn't, you know, one of the most expensive. It wasn't one of the cheapest either, but it was somewhere like in the middle. And I ended up spending almost $60 for a fill-up. And do you remember back in December how the president was taking credit for, well, you know, the cost of a gallon of gasoline has gone down just a few pennies, but we're going to take credit for that. What do we do when the price of gas goes up, and it has surged in recent days? My question is, does the president still get the blame? He took credit in December, and now in January, when you know the cost of a gallon of gasoline is going through the roof again, does he get the blame for that? My guess is he probably does. We'll get a chance to visit with Keith Skipper. Also, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us, and we'll find out about the mask mandates in our schools and what's going on there. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We're going to get to it all, I can just about promise you. Also, we'll let you hear, and this is one that is worth waiting for. Kellyanne Conway was on with Hannity last night, fed up with Democrat hypocrisy when it comes to COVID. It is almost laughable. It wasn't so sad and wasn't so dangerous. It would be laughable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Keith Skipper will join us from the Republican National Committee on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
My name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. This just in, two students have been shot, one fatally, outside a suburban Minneapolis school. Richfield Police Chief Jay Hinthorn says the students were shot about 12:07 this afternoon outside the South Education Center. The surviving student in critical condition at a local hospital. The suspects did flee the scene. Police are searching the area. The United States telling Russia to move troops away from the Ukraine if there's no plan to invade.
In the latest round of diplomacy, Secretary of State Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart in a 30-minute phone call on Tuesday. During the call, Blinken said now would be the time to pull back Russian troops from the border with Ukraine if Moscow is not intending to invade. A senior State Department official described the conversation as professional and fairly candid, and that there was no breakthrough or agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, another winter storm moving through a wide swath of the U.S. with heavy snow starting in the Rockies. The National Weather Service saying 6 to 12 inches of snow expected by Thursday morning in parts of the Rockies and Midwest. Heavy ice likely from Texas through the Ohio Valley.
One Republican senator promising a thorough and fair screening for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
As a conservative member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Tom Cotton concedes,
I can't say that I have high expectations that Joe Biden will nominate someone whose views of the Constitution and the rule of law I can support.
But Cotton says he's sure no Republican will engage in what he calls the smears and personal attacks
that are totally baseless that the left launched most famously and originally against Clarence Thomas and then renewed against Brett Kavanaugh.
The president has promised that his selection will be a black woman and that he'll announce his nominee by the end of the month. Bob Agner reports.
The Dow was up 272 points today, the NASDAQ 106 points higher. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DiCastroVerde built DiCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DiCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ Newsflash, powered by DiCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the driver that caused that high-speed crash Saturday, which killed nine people, including himself, had been cited for speeding at least five times over the past 15 months in southern Nevada. 59-year-old Gary Dean Anderson pleaded guilty to one of those speeding tickets just 9 days before Saturday's crash, where he ran a red light at Commerce and Cheyenne in North Las Vegas, causing a six-vehicle crash. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board has sent three investigators to conduct their own investigation of that crash. National officials say they will be here through the end of the week. The Clark County Commissioners will hear an update today on the NFL draft taking place on April 28th through the 30th in Las Vegas. The city was supposed to host the draft in 2020 before the COVID-19 pandemic led to its cancellation. John Barker, the head of the NFL production, told the Review Journal that staging the red carpet arrivals of the top prospects over the fountains at the Bellagio would remain only in Las Vegas. And by the way, the line on the Bengals-Rams Super Bowl is now up to 4.5 at Caesars Palace.
CQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
That's right. The home team, the Rams, are not going to be the home team, but it is their home stadium. We'll talk about that later. In any event, moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 East at Valley Verde. And you're going to see some bumper-to-bumper action on the 515 between Main and Eastern through that construction zone.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that
We are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's hour number two of Live and Local for a Tuesday, February 1st. First day of February. Good to have you with us. Interesting polling that is out. The Biden administration continues to sink, but in particular among independents, unaffiliateds, and even Democrats are starting to walk away from this president. Why is it? Let's check in with Keith Skipper. He's the regional communications director for the Republican National Committee. You've seen a lot of this polling, and the question is, how bad can it get for this president?
I mean, every time I think it couldn't possibly get worse, I am proven wrong, and it's something I'm happy to be proven wrong about. People are just getting more and more frustrated as things get more and more expensive. Gas gets more and more expensive. The border gets worse and worse and worse. And so, I don't think we've hit the bottom yet on this president. And it's going to really cause some problems for Democrats here in Nevada as we get closer to Election Day in, 10 months.
Let me just ask you, we had the worst December at the border in DHS history. Can you talk about how bad it's gotten down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten scary bad. I mean, we're talking about in December, we saw an increase of 142% compared to the previous December of apprehensions of illegal immigrants. We had over 2 million people that were apprehended. So you got to think, when you have 2 million people that are caught, how many are not being caught? Additionally, of those that have been caught, almost 50,000 have gone missing under Biden after they released them back, into our country and gave them a notice to report. Illicit drugs are flowing into the country at an insane rate. 461 pounds of deadly fentanyl and over 11,000 pounds of methamphetamine have been seized at the border in December alone. Those are things that are coming into our communities. We're seeing overdose deaths skyrocket as well. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. President Biden has still not been to the border. He's only been, as far as I can recall, he's only been out to the West Coast twice. Once to save Gavin Newsom during the recall and another time for Senator Reid's funeral a few weeks ago. He hasn't come out here other than that to check out the border. He sent Secretary Mayorkas down to Yuma in Texas last week, and the reception that the secretary got from border officials was chilly, to say the least. And, because they can see that they're not getting the support they need, that they're overworked, that this thing is out of control, and this administration has zero plan when it comes to fixing it.
I was just going to say what the fix is. I know that there were media reports last week that at least one Border Patrol agent turned his back on the secretary while he was there. The Border Patrol agents themselves, the morale, I'm being told it's at an all-time low.
Yeah, it is. I mean, can you blame them? I mean, there are leaks in this border across the entire West, and they're being overworked, and they aren't getting the support and the resources they need from the federal government. They saw what adding to the wall did to help curtail this. how President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy helped curtail this. And, you know, the president, this president and his vice president, who supposedly is the czar, the border czar, aren't doing anything. They're just abandoning our border agents who are fighting to protect our border and protect us from things like drugs spilling into our country. And, you know, you can't blame them one iota for having low morale. And a visit, a random visit from the secretary, isn't going to fix that. They want to see, you know, tangible solutions to this problem. And that's something that this administration has yet to offer.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, Regional Communications Director for the RNC. I know the president had a news conference last week. I don't think it was even brought up, the whole issue of immigration. What is the administration saying to people like you and people like me that say, hey, here are the numbers. Explain the numbers and explain how you're going to fix it. I mean, how are you going to fix a horrible, horrible problem?
I mean, they're not offering any solutions, and they're not being asked about it. You know, I think that's a big reason why we don't see the president or the vice president come out west and do media events with our local media. You know, because they know that these are the questions that they're going to get asked, and they don't have answers. You know, they have fought in court to keep the Remain in Mexico policy off the books. And they've lost, and, you know, they don't seem to really even want to backtrack on that, even though the courts have ruled in favor of President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. So they haven't even offered a solution in addition to that. And they like to just kind of ignore that this is even a problem going on. And I suppose when you're 3 hours ahead and it's, you know, the West and the border are out of sight, out of mind, it's easy to ignore when you have friends in the media who aren't holding you to account. But that's why we're going to be here, and we've got to hold Democrats out here like Catherine Cortez Masto accountable for it. Then if the president doesn't want to do his job, then we're going to show this is what happens, and we're going to elect Republicans to go and make sure that these problems are addressed.
Keith, I know you and I have talked about this before, but now we're starting to get more polling numbers in, and they're not good for the president, especially among independents and unaffiliateds in our state and really across the country. I was interested to see some recent polling information. The top three concerns of independents in the fall of 2020 were health care, immigration, and terrorism/national security. Does that track with what you're seeing at the RNC?
Certainly. I mean, we have seen, you know, you can really see that this president was already heading south when it comes to his numbers going into last summer. And it was because of the fact that, you had COVID, which he said he was going to get rid of, and obviously has not, and has failed, and has broken, and that promise has just been shattered. So, of course, you know, it's not a shock to see that healthcare is up there. This president, obviously, like we just talked about, the border is just wide open. And then, finally, you saw that the dam really broke, and he tanked the moment that his Afghanistan withdrawal went so terribly wrong, and he abandoned Americans overseas. And then, you know, ever since then, you've seen what's going on in Ukraine and other, you know, kind of foreign policy concerns. So, yeah, I mean, those are all things that we've seen. And then, of course, you know, the big one is obviously the economy. And here in Nevada, that is a particular one that people are really concerned about when you have, our region, the Mountain West region, has the fastest inflation in the country. Nevada has the second highest unemployment rate in the country. A new report from Wallet Hub says that Nevada now ranks 42nd in the nation to raise a family. The economy is still up there. And that is one that is really driving, I think, a lot of this as well, particularly in Nevada. It's why Governor Sisolak is running scared and why he is going to be a one-term governor. He doesn't have enough. He's not willing to stand up to the president and this administration as they fail Nevadans, and people are getting upset, and they're ready to do something about it.
49th in the nation in categories of socioeconomics, affordability, and education, slash child care. I want to ask you, I made the not-so-bold prediction about a year ago to the day, last year, when I predicted that there would be people running, lining up around the block to run against this governor. And true to form, we've got nine really good candidates for governor, eight men, one woman, Michelle Fiore. And I guess my question is this, what are the issues that these nine will face? Is there either one topic or two topics that really resonate with voters in the state of Nevada? I know you've done a lot of research here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, we've talked about economy. I think one that you brought up here, 49th in the nation when it comes to education, child care. Schools are going to be a big issue here. You look at Clark County, the Clark County School District, it's just been utter chaos in the last year. I mean, you have schools that were shuttered, then they opened them back up, but we know that kids are falling behind, and now, you know, we also have kids that have to wear masks in school. You can see, you know, there was a report that showed that the referrals for speech therapy among young kids has skyrocketed, and it's because of masks and because we're forcing these kids to wear masks in school. And then, of course, you have, you know, the school district has fired the superintendent. Then they said, oh, sorry, we're not going to fire the superintendent. Meanwhile, the governor was just completely absent during that whole thing, and people are frustrated. Our schools are going to be a huge, huge, huge issue on the ballot. You know, we have, you know, people that are trying to do something about it because this governor and the Democrats and legislature have been completely absent. We're going to have, we possibly will have on the ballot that will allow us to break up the school district, Clark County School District, obviously a huge conglomerate, way too big. And we have to, you know, that's something that we need to give more local control. Other things, one just broke today, Power to Parent is putting one on to get education savings accounts passed, you know, like we had, you know, they were passed previously, but they weren't funded, and there was obviously court issues and whatnot. Now we're going to do it at the ballot. People are frustrated with their schools, and this governor seems to think that the only, you know, his solution is I'm going to write a quarterly check to schools. I'm not going to take a paycheck for being governor. I'm just going to give it to the schools, and that's what I'm going to, that's my big contribution to education in this state. People are frustrated. They're not going to sit back, and they're not going to take it anymore. It's time that, you know, Nevada's children get the best education they can possibly get, and they are not getting, and that is just not something that they, that parents can count on with this current administration in charge.
And Keith, is this kind of a parallel to what we saw in Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, and how parents essentially turned on the Democrat Party and said, "You haven't gotten the job done. We're gonna put our money on the Republicans." Is that the sort of thing that you think we may see here in Nevada?
Absolutely. I think what we saw in Virginia, where parents finally said, "Enough, we're taking back control of our schools," and of course, Democrats threw a tantrum and it blew up in their faces. We're seeing that here. Parents have had enough. They want more control over their schools. The politicians have failed them. And Democrats don't want to allow parents to have more control of their schools. They've made that very clear. And they're so beholden to people like Randy Weingarten that they're not, you know, the head of the National Teachers Union, that they're not going to stand by and allow parents to have a bigger say in their child's education. And so, yeah, I think what we saw in Virginia is making its way west. And that's what's going to propel us to some very good victories here, not only in races that we hope and expect to win, like the governor's mansion, but to propel us to, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think we have a real good shot at taking a majority in the state legislature because of these issues.
What is there that people can do? I had somebody a couple of nights ago that asked me just the point blank question. Hey, you know, I'm one person, I'm one voter. What is it that I can do? Is should I be volunteering? Should I be volunteering for candidates, for the state party, for the RNC? What is it that you think people can do to make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a candidate that you are just infatuated with and you want to get behind, go volunteer for their campaign. But if you just want to make sure that somebody is elected and is going, you know, someone that has our ideals, our conservative beliefs, is elected, and you want to, you don't care who that is, as long as it is a solid conservative, come volunteer for the RNC and the Nevada Republican Party. We're a joint effort, and you know, we don't pick sides until after the primary. Obviously, once we have our candidates, we get fully behind them. So right now, we're just going door to door, making phone calls, and making sure that people understand what Republicans stand for. And if you want to do that and you want to join us and help us share this message with your neighbors and your family and your friends, go to NevadaGOP.org. There's a little volunteer tab. Fill that out. One of our team members will call you back and we'll get you to a training. You know, this week is National Week of Training for us. We're doing it all over the country. Here in Nevada, we have events all over the state where we're bringing people in and we're training them up to use the tools that we have to elect Republicans. We'll get you into one of those trainings. We'll get you ready to go. We'll get you out on the streets and get you talking about everything that Republicans stand for in Nevada and how we are going to right this ship. And it all starts with electing solid conservatives in November.
Hey, Keith, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. Again, if folks want to check it out, what's that address again?
They can go to NevadaGOP.org, and there's a little button on there, volunteer. Fill that out. One of our team members will give you a call, NevadaGOP.org.
Keith, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
There you go, Keith Skipper, good guy, and Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday, and we're a couple of Tuesdays away, believe it or not, from the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching this past weekend's AFC-NFC title games, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. Now, if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations at your table and beyond, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint Smart Home Security System and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.